In total, the festival is delivering 190 events. Obviously, we're moving into the second week, so we've got about 90 events still to go. There's a huge array of subject matter running from exploring moments that matter in Shakespeare. We're looking at Lord Billimoria, who's talking about his incredible career, essentially his entrepreneurial successes, and being a member of the House of Lords. We've got a concert of music for piano and cello by composers who were caught up in the horrors of the Holocaust as part of a really major focus on Jewish archival material. On Thursday, we're all going to be wearing our tin hats because we've got a huge focus day on the EU referendum, exploring from all sides of the debate in a very myth-busting approach, a very pragmatic approach as to whether or not and how people should vote on the 23rd of June. And that includes a big debate between Lord Lawson and Yvette Cooper, but also people like Stephanie Flanders, and Tony Barber from the Financial Times. On Friday, we explore a whole range of issues related to global and local inequality and looking at the impact of economic and political decision making on people's ordinary daily lives, looking at financial security for children, looking at the system of banking and whether, in fact, that's fair, whether or not we need to have more banking reform, and looking at the whole aspect of social mobility. We've got Mike Savage from London School of Economics who has created the Great British Class Survey. You know, how possible is it for people to move through and gain more secure lives? So those are all issues. And Friday, obviously, we are very concerned about the impact of the refugee crisis, and we have a truly international lineup of speakers exploring not just the causes and consequences of the current refugee crisis, but also what the international response might need to be. And that includes speakers like the Director General of Amnesty International Italy, who've been leading on humanitarian efforts, the former Consul General to Jerusalem, Sir Vincent Fean, journalists like Lise Doucette, who are reporting from the Middle East on a regular basis, Alan Travis from The Guardian, and so on. And then I'm delighted to say that on Sunday, our very final event is in partnership with Classic FM, with the utterly wonderful Sir Carl Jenkins, in conversation with Sam Jackson, and our own University Choir Willow Concert, who will be performing some of Sir Carl's works, including my own personal favourite, Adiemus. So we're really pleased about that. And then in between, there are huge amounts of events spanning the spectrum from looking at David Aronovitch coming to talk about growing up as a communist and now being a columnist for the Times, how should cities grow, exploring the Anglo-Saxon heritage of the city of York, looking at finding York's lost amphitheatre. We know that somewhere the Romans would have had an amphitheatre here, but no one's ever actually managed to find it. So we've got a whole bunch of archaeologists coming to talk about where it's most likely to be. So free tickets are available on the festival website, which is yorkfestivalofideas.com, and we hope lots of people will come along and have lots of fun.